This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's head out west for the Pacific Regional Report. Sylvie Fiquette is an AMI content development specialist and is speaking to us this morning from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. Hey, good morning, Sylvie.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How's it going?
Not too shabby. Always enjoy catching up with you. You've always got neat stories out there from the Pacific region. So let's start with the Kickstart Disability Arts and Culture. What do they do? What's going on with them these days?
Yeah, Kickstart's mission is to produce and present works by artists with disabilities and to promote artistic excellence among these artists working in a variety of disciplines. They encourage and support artists to create and present authentic interpretations of the disability experience. Further, the organization is committed to providing opportunities for development and advancement of artists with disabilities to promote practices that will make the arts more accessible to all members of the Canadian public.
Very cool. So they've developed this new project that's going to be introduced online. So what's in store for those who might be interested?
Yeah, so Kickstart is promoting New Wave, which is a Zoom event introducing 8 new youth artists with disabilities. This online opening event will give you a chance to meet the artists behind the artwork, hear a little bit about who they are and what they're exhibiting in New Wave, what their larger art practices look like. The project piques our interest with this teaser that's being carried on many social media promotions. They say sometimes starting as a tiny ripple, a wave has the capacity to carry us, toss us, crash into us, and engulf us all together. The multimedia works of art might start as a tiny ripple, but throughout the months of October, November, and December, the online exhibit and its virtual programming will draw you in and show you the strength of voices of disabled youth.
So when is the first Zoom session? And if somebody's interested, how can they get involved?
Yeah, so the first Zoom session will take place on Sunday, October 24th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific, live on Zoom. ASL and live captioning is available. Register to attend with a link provided by visiting kickstartdisability.ca/new-wave. And please note, to attend, you must register to receive the Zoom link. So definitely a worthwhile project to check out.
All right, that sounds like a really interesting initiative, Sylvie. Thank you for bringing that one to us. But you've also got a story here about the Trip of a Lifetime, a group responsible for creating memorable adventures for children and their families with chronic illnesses, recently provided a trip of a lifetime for a young boy from Surrey. So, Sylvie, tell us about this trip and who's responsible for making it happen.
Yeah, Dave. So this isn't a trip that would lull you to sleep. This is one of those train trips that is really quite special. Starlight Children's Foundation, with offices in BC, Alberta, Ontario, and Quebec, are dedicated to brightening up the lives of children with chronic illness who frequently spend time in hospitals and are in treatment for their conditions. So the foundation's focus is on the entire family, with a mission to bring joy, laughter, and some relief to these families with programs and events that they offer. In early October, one of Starlight's signature events invited 10 children with serious illnesses and their families on a 2-day journey aboard a Rocky Mountaineer train from Banff to Vancouver. 7-year-old Riker Slaney from Surrey went on this special train trip designed to take him away from his illness, if only for a few days, and bring welcome distraction after months of isolation during the pandemic.
Yeah, let's dive a little deeper into that. Why was this trip so important for Riker and a family?
Yeah, Riker, who's been living with kidney failure since he was just 5 weeks old, requiring frequent hospitalization, has had to face many obstacles over his 7 years, impacting not only him, but his entire family. His mom, Magda, says this opportunity from Starlight Children's Foundation is a once-in-a-lifetime trip and is even more special as they get to experience it together as a family. To get to Banff and then out of Vancouver, all of the Starlight kids and their families were given round-trip flights donated by Air Canada Foundation, who partners with the organization.
Mm. What kind of activities were included on this excursion?
Yeah, so as I said, it's a really fun-filled program packed into a two-day trip on Rocky Mountaineer's double-decker train. Kids experience live entertainment provided by cartoon character artists. They participate in cookie decorating with the trained chefs. And there's a special visit on board with TV broadcaster Rick Campanelli.
Oh, Rick the Temp!
Exactly. And the main attraction was with Starlight Canada's superhero, Captain Starlight, who presented Riker with a medal honoring the 5-year anniversary of his kidney transplant. So just lots of fun for the kids and their families through this 2-day train trip, and just a little bit of a fun, light experience for them to get away from it all.
So I grew up watching Much Music when Rick Campanelli was Rick the Temp on that network. So he was someone who was very present in my life when I was like a young kid, teenager, etc. And then when I was interning at Global News and Entertainment Tonight at Shaw Media, Rick was working for ET Canada at the time. And I remember the first time I saw him, Sylvie, I was so starstruck. I don't know why, you know, some Canadian TV personality, you think like, oh, Dave, just go shake his hand. You work with him. You're almost his equal. Go do that. And I didn't do it. I kind of shied away. And a couple days later, he kind of snuck into the writer's room, like looking to have a quick break. And he was the nicest, nicest guy. So I'm actually jealous of these kids who got to spend some time with Rick, because I would cherish the chance to hang out with Rick for a few more minutes these days. He was such a cool dude.
That's a great story, Dave. You know, I think sometimes we're just in awe of these personalities like Dave Brown, and we might just shy away from it. But, you know, 100%, always some really fantastic people that give their time and really are authentic and kind and generous.
Yeah, the difference is, Sylvie, is I'm actually not fun to hang out with. So, like, that's the one thing that separates me from Rick. Hey, Sylvie, so you mentioned this trip goes from Banff out to Vancouver. I know I've done the train trip from Edmonton through to Vancouver, where it goes through Jasper. Have you done either of those train trips, either from Banff or from Jasper?
I actually haven't done those. We've driven that road, hundreds of times,
yeah.
But not a train trip, unfortunately. So something to do, bucket list item for
You know, it's funny. We always maybe think about places that are close to us as having these incredible travel opportunities that we don't take advantage of, right? For example, I've only been near Lake Ontario when it comes to the Great Lakes. I've never really experienced the other Great Lakes. And I think that would be such a neat experience. But, you know, you live around the area, you can kind of just push it off. Whereas things like Vancouver Island, the Rockies, anytime I'm out west, I'm always thinking about that stuff. So isn't it so funny that we sometimes forget about those local tourism opportunities or local beauties that are right in our backyard?
So true. You know, we went to Tofino. That was the first time for me, which is so strange. It's in my backyard. Well, a little bit further than that, but it was so incredible. It was fantastic. But, you know, we often jump over the border to Seattle and haven't been able to for quite some time. So enjoying the West Coast and just what the province has to offer, really highly recommend it. Just beautiful here.
Yeah, through and through. Hey, Sylvie, thank you for bringing us these stories. It's always great to hear. Keep up all the amazing work, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.